Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the sixth video of the Old Testament Survey course. In this video, we're going to briefly survey the geography of the Old Testament. That is, the physical environment where these events took place. And I want to look at the geography in two sections. First, we'll learn the geography of the larger part of the Near East where this happened, and then we'll learn about the specific place where most of the events took place, called the Promised Land. Now, the portion of the world where the Old Testament took place is called the Fertile Crescent. It's called that because, first, it's shaped like a crescent, and it is the land where things grow that is surrounded by vast deserts. The Fertile Crescent is the place of the first civilization. It is the context of the biblical story, and it is an eventful place in world history, even up to this day. The Fertile Crescent is made up of three distinct areas. The first area is called Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia literally means between two rivers, and it's called this because it's mostly between two major rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. It's mostly in what is now the modern nation of Iraq. Now, the second area is Egypt. Egypt is a long, thin country on either side of the Nile River, surrounded by desert. But it was one of the greatest ancient civilizations. And the third area is called Syria-Palestine. Those are the names given to these areas by the Roman Empire long after the time of the Old Testament, but these names are often still used for that general area of the world. And this area has many small rivers, and it had many smaller kingdoms in the Old Testament times, one of which was ancient Israel. Now, let's zero in on one part of Syria-Palestine, which is the main setting for most of the Old Testament story. This is the land given by God to his people. There are four general areas of this land that run through roughly vertical, north to south, through the entire Holy Land. From west to east, these are, first, the coastal lowlands. This is the coastal plain of the Mediterranean Sea, gently sloping upward toward the east. This is the land of the Philistines in much of the Old Testament. Next is the central highlands. These are rolling hills and small mountains. This range runs like a spine through the country. And then is the Jordan Rift Valley. It's named after the Jordan River, which runs north to south through the valley. It starts in the mountains to the north and flows to the desert in the south. And it's characterized by water, lakes, and vegetation. Most of this valley is actually below sea level, and the Dead Sea in the south is the lowest place on Earth. Then, continuing to the east, is the Transjordan Highlands. It's named this because it is highlands on the far side of the Jordan River. These hills rise from the Jordan Valley, transitioning to a high plateau leading to the eastern desert. And that's the extent of the Holy Land. When we look at the elevations in cross-section, it rises from the sea in the west, rises to the central highlands, dips down to the Jordan Valley, and then rises to the Transjordan Highlands. Now, let's talk about the significance of the Fertile Crescent. This is the context of the Old Testament story. And the Old Testament starts in Mesopotamia with Abraham, who then travels to the Promised Land. Then his family goes down to Egypt, where they were enslaved, and God brought them out of Egypt into the Promised Land, which they conquered. And they dwelt in this Promised Land until they were unfaithful to God who had given it to them, and therefore God sent them away from the land back to Babylon in Mesopotamia. After 70 years, God graciously brought them back to the Promised Land. So, the Old Testament is a continuing moving away from the corruption of Babylon and Egypt toward the Promised Land. And we see that the Promised Land is the crossroads between three continents. Therefore, it is the center and battleground between the ancient empires of Egypt, Babylon, and Greece. And it's at the center of the world in terms of being a starting place for God to reach the whole world. Now let's talk about the significance of the four sections of Palestine. God's people were primarily dwelling in the central highlands, and that is away from the major highways, which were in the coastal lowlands and Jordan Valley. Therefore, God's people could be insulated from the surrounding nations when necessary, but they were close enough to interact. When they were obedient and strong, they were in the center of everything to make an influence. But when they were disobedient and weak, they were removed enough to be protected. And in the central highlands, where much of God's people lived, there were no permanent rivers. Therefore, God's people were dependent on him for rain and sustenance. That is just the bare highlights of the Old Testament geography. And of course, there are many more details of geography that you'll notice as we go along. But for now, let's review the three areas of the Fertile Crescent. They are Mesopotamia, Egypt, and Syria-Palestine. And let's review the four areas of the Promised Land. From west to east, they are the coastal plain, the central mountains, the Jordan Valley, and the Transjordan Highlands. That is the big picture as far as introduction to the Old Testament physical setting. In the next section, we'll give an overview summary introduction to the history of the Old Testament. And I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for watching.